crawling on the floor, and I've been pounding on the walls, and I've been shipping in my darkness with serotonin boosters, cider and some kind of smelling salt. Well, let's tell them that we met in jail. And that's the story that I'm sticking to like a stony-faced accomplice. But tonight I need to hear some truth. Am I ever getting through this? Yeah, you once sent me a letter that said if you're lost at sea, close your eyes and catch a time, my dear, and only think of me. Well, darling, now I'm sinking and I'm as lost and lost to be. And I was hoping you could drag me up and down here to a fire. Sign you just a subtle little glimmer, suggestion that you'd have me. If I could only make me better, then I'd stand a little stronger and I'd walk a little taller all the time. Because I know you are a cynic, but I think I can't convince you yet. Because broken people can get better if they really want to, or at least that's what I have to tell myself if I'm hoping to survive.
Such a fun one.
So good. That was the demo. So I, that was Tape Deck Hot from Frank Turner. But in, well, the album came out in 2013. I think in 2023 I bought the 10-year anniversary of the album. So it's got two vinyls in it. One of them is the original album, which you've already heard.
Yeah.
And then the second vinyl is all the demos that he did that day.
Which is so crazy.
That's the first time he ever played that song in front of an audience, and it still sounds amazing. I mean,
totally.
He has a couple of bum notes on his voice, but it's incredible.
I don't know that I really noticed
that. It's pretty incredible. That was the demo of Recovery by one of my favorite artists of all time, Frank Turner. And that's the end of the Frank Turner block. I mean, it was the end of the T block. We just went through the letter T of our vinyl collection. We had Travis in there. We had Tycho, Frank Turner, Traveling Wilburys. It was a lot of fun. And so, we had, in that last block, we had Four Simple Words by Frank Turner from Tape Deck Heart. It came out in 2013. I just saw Rafa.
Nope.
We've got the game
we
on.
We may or may not be also watching the beginning of the Brazil match.
Yeah, so we've got Brazil Morocco on in the studio with no sound, and they were just going through the Brazil lineup. And my favorite Leeds player of the last 20 years, 15 years, Rafinha, who doesn't play for them anymore, but he's amazing and still loves Leeds based on the interviews you're seeing this week. He is starting for Brazil, former Leeds player. So, yeah, that's another reason to cheer for Brazil today. We had after that, we had Raise the Bar by Travis from their last album, 2024's L.A. Times. Mm. Very underplayed and very underappreciated. It's a fantastic album. I think it's their best album since their first two, which is really kind of what put them on the map.
Yeah.
And then we had Horizon by Tycho from his 2016 album, Epoch. Again, Tycho is a local DJ from the Bay Area, born and raised in Oakland. We get to see him a lot. We're spoiled because he's local, but he's phenomenal. It's just a great mood.
Yeah.
And then, Recovery, the demo version by Frank Turner from Tate DeCon. And that is the end of the letter T. And as the Brazil game gets going here, we thought we'd go to the letter U.
Ooh, okay. Did we?
We did. Yeah, we definitely thought that.
So that would be you.
You.
You thought that.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
So I was deciding what to play here off this album.
Okay.
Every single track. Oh, hold on a sec. Let's start again. Sorry.
Okay. Well, there's some not technical difficulties, but just more some reconfiguration here with the vinyl. But, you know, got to get it queued up.
We're
going to
try that again. So, yeah, I was deciding what I was going to play.
Okay.
Off this album. Usually I don't go for the most obvious.
True.
But I had to go with the most obvious.
Okay.
So everyone, kick off your shoes.
Oh, boy.
Have a dance around your kitchen, your living room, wherever you are.
I'm guessing this must be Underworld.
No, it's you too, man. I don't have Underworld on vinyl.
What?
It's you too.
Okay.
Toodles.
Toodles. DJ Grandma was probably doing a little bit of dancing on that one.
You think?
I think. Well, apparently that was her album, yeah?
Yeah, it was her album. That's a great album, too. That 1984, came out in 1984 by Van Halen, and the first track was 1984, followed by Jump there, one of DJ Grandma's favorite songs of all time. Yeah, so you're listening to Radio Valencia. Radio Valencia. We are ES Beats.
Yes.
And we've been doing this since late November of last year, where we were going through our own personal vinyl collection, which means you're at the mercy of what we own. And yes, there's a lot of songs, that we love that we don't own on vinyl.
Yeah.
And there we had one album from the letter U, represented by Joshua Tree, by U2. We had Where the Streets Have No Name. We figured we'd just go with the one that gets you bouncing, from 1987. And then we went right into V's, and we started with Van Halen with the V's. We've been going through. What I try to do is do one song from each album, otherwise it's just going to be forever.
Yeah.
So believe it or not, if you've been listening since November of last year, it's very rare that I play more than one song from the same album. So it's that's why we go through the letters so quickly, but at the same time, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
To do an entire show. I mean, I'll tell you what we haven't played.
What?
There's a lot of Bruce Springsteen we didn't play. We didn't play any of his studio albums. We own.
You only did live.
We own all of them. I only did. I did most of the live stuff that I own, but there was a whole. I have an entire box set of him playing New Year's Eve at Madison Square Garden on 1980, which is six vinyls, or five vinyls. I didn't play that. There's a bunch of stuff I didn't play. Today, with the T's, the only thing I didn't play was Tangerine Dream live at Reims in France. They were at the cathedral.
That's cool.
But every track is 30 minutes long.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
And it's amazing stuff, but it was just, it didn't fit the vibe of the day. So maybe we'll do a Tangerine Dream show at some point, and you'll have to all be very, very relaxed. Maybe have a lot of wine or whatever whatever else you do.
Or a little whiskey.
To chill you out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it didn't fit the vibe. So that, and with Sinatra, there was a bunch of Sinatra I didn't play. I have a bunch of Christmas albums. Any Christmas album I didn't play, things like that. It just didn't seem to work.
It's not, tis the season,
But for the most part, you've heard our record collection that we have in our home.
Yeah.
We play them quite a bit when we're making dinner or when we're eating. Just pick out a vinyl and just put it on while we're cooking. And, yeah, so we've made it to the letter V. We started with numbers back in November of last year. Then we started with A, and we've come all the way through to V. We've still got W, X, Y, and Z, or Z. Today, we're going to do that today. We don't have a lot of V.
I was just going to say, do we have a lot of Z?
We have one, and it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
In fact, we might play two from that album.
Okay.
Well, that's going to be kind of tough because it'll be the same album. But
all right. And we don't have a lot of U. Well, that doesn't surprise me because I don't even know what that would be.
But we have surprisingly quite a bit of V. Well, not quite a bit, but a bit. We've got a few W's.
Vampire Weekend, is that what?
I don't have Vampire Weekend because someone else took it.
Oh, I saw a certain someone.
It's downstairs.
Aha.
Yeah, so I didn't grab it before we came, so that's a good point. Now, there's some stuff that we own that is downstairs with DJ Anime, who plays it on her vinyl table, her turntable. And I think she's got all the Vampire Weekend downstairs, so there are some things you're still missing out on, everyone.
Okay, well, that's
all right. That's all right. We've got enough stuff.
Yeah.
So this next band I'm going to play a few from them. They are friends of ours, good friends of mine, and DJ Original Brewer knows him, but doesn't know him very well, but Virgin of the Birds.
Oh, we saw him in Marin recently.
We saw him playing bass.
Oh, not his.
We saw him playing bass with an improv jazz band out there in Marin just a couple of weeks ago. It was a real pleasant surprise. We're just walking through the farmer's market.
Just
I'm like,
happened upon him.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
He's actually been a guest DJ on our show years ago when we were in the old studio.
Yeah.
And he picked all the music that day. It was amazing. And I can't remember what his name was. His DJ, was it Grimace? The purple guy from McDonald's was his DJ name.
Do you know what that is?
Grimace, right?
Yeah, but do you know what that purple thing is?
Tell me.
It's a taste bud.
Well, there you go. Well, Virgin of the Birds.
The stupidest thing ever.
Is a taste bud.
It's a purple.
His DJ name.
And why are taste buds purple?
I don't know. But let's not call DJ Grimace stupid, okay?
I'm not
like that
but
at all.
I think that's actually a really ridiculous thing. I don't know. Sorry. I get heated about that because I think it's ridiculous. But anyway.
Well, without further ado, with that great preamble. My favorite thing about Virgin, well, I'll talk about it at the end, but Virgin of the Birds recorded, I believe, the majority of their music, maybe just one album wasn't, in Scotland of all places.
Really?
Even though he's from out here.
appropriate for today.
Exactly, because Scotland's playing tonight. In fact, I've got this amazing
rare one lion.
I've got a rare vinyl of him and a bunch of others recording in Scotland, and we'll play that at the end. Okay. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first, here's one of my favorite tracks by Virgin of the Birds.
Okay.
This is off the phenomenal album Secret Kids, and the song is Spooky, Stony, Barely Over 30.
Oh, toodles.
She was spooky, stony, barely over 30. She decided it was time to make a run. It was time to put down every revelry that she found and go back home to Wilmington. Nothing is rare anymore, she said. Not the singers, not the sounds, the secret kids, the coral clouds. Not the harsh angels hunting overhead. Not the pages that the magus might have read. Stop singing about the slipstream if you don't know what it means. You don't have to seem so hollow, you don't have to seem so lean. Give up on Mercury. I played bass in the Lemonheads toward the end, before the 90s devoured us, and then no one remembered it was me. I played a Gibson EB3. I was 19 of 20, softly shadowed, mostly free. I missed the size of the masterpiece, and the size of the biggest piece. I found peace, it was lush, and I found the sound, and I found the crush, and I found the sound, and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh,
she cleaned me out and hit it on the slide. I tried to hide the pain, I bought some wine and hopped a train. Well, it's easier than just to wait around to die. Well, a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man, and brother, did we fly. Posse caught up with me, drug me back to Muskogee. 2 long years waiting around to die. Well, now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. Well, he don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Well, his name's Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die.
The kids call it karma, but the old folks say Holy Ghost. I am on your side, let me be your bride. Let me be your bride, let me wear your ring. The way you look at things. Offer me perfume, let me in your room. Sometimes when I felt like a martyr, I felt like a virgin again. Untrained by the ways of the vain, untouched by the burden. Because I was docile to the learning and open to the yearning, I fell beneath the tears of the that we both know so well. First you were wounded, which made your girls afraid. Take me on in stride, let me be your bride. Let me be your bride, I will spread my wings, I will cover the feet of the seraphim. Come to me in flames, take from me my name. Pay no heed to numberless deeds, they will burn away. Make your peace with the wandering beast, it will burn away. You delight in the dangers you despise, you insist that your girls keep an air of surprise. They will burn and fray on a wedding day.
How you doing over there?
I'm doing well. Morocco scored.
I know. That was crazy.
I know.
It was a good goal, too.
Yeah.
Well, Maddie's going to be happy, who I work with.
My goodness.
Big Morocco fan.
Yeah?
I should probably send him a text. Hydration break, everyone. Grab your drinks.
I know. DJ Grandma's getting tea.
Tea break. Tea break, everyone. Or cider break. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Brought to you by Golden State Cider.
Golden State Cider.
Mighty dry.
Yes. So, that was good. Virgin of the Birds.
Yeah, so we had a couple there. We had Virgin of the Birds with Spooky Stony Bailey Over 30 to kick things off of their 2016 album Secret Kids. excuse me, that was a big belch.
Oh, my goodness, that was a Golden State Cider belch.
And then we had Townes Van Zandt with Waiting Around to Die off the 1968 album For the Sake of God.
Wow.
Which is amazing. The whole album's amazing. I didn't know what to play, so I played that one. And then Let Me Be Your Bride, also a Virgin of the Birds, from the 2014 album Winter Seeds.
So let's learn something, shall we?
Let's learn. Educate me, love.
That's what I'm here for.
I know.
All right, so first we're going to talk a little bit about Townes Van Zandt. So on that album that I played, the album is For the Sake of Song. For the Sake of the Song. It came out in 1968.
Yeah.
Was reproduced and remastered in 2007. But originally came out in 1968. And this is what's on the back of the album. In a hundred years, the coffee house may be only a memory old men tell their grandchildren about. But wherever folk singers gather in the year 2068, a few gifted songwriters of this century will continue to live. Perhaps the 21st century musicians will sit and talk about the troubled times of Bob Dylan, the heartaches of Hank Williams and Don Gibson, the imagination of Paul McCartney and John Lennon. These were the men that opened doors. John Townes Van Zandt was one that walked through.
Wow.
Townes Van Zandt, the man, he'll be remembered. They'll talk about what he was thinking while his footsteps rang in his ears as he walked down the empty winter Denver streets. What he learned in that basement by lending a compassionate ear to a man who was more than just a janitor. What he heard in those songs ringing off the black walls of back rooms in Austin and Oklahoma City. What he got out of swapping stories in a shack outside of Houston with an old man who has become a legend to blues lovers all over the world. Townes Van Zandt, the man. A compulsive reader always seeking knowledge out of self-defense, if for no other reason. For in order to survive, he must understand himself and those around him. Townes Van Zandt, the man, always searching out some new truth or an old truth that had been swept under a rug in an old house and forgotten. Because the tools of a writer are truths. And truth is knowledge, and knowledge is love. And a writer like Townes writes songs not only of love between man and woman, but between man, and man and God. Townes Van Zandt, the man, my friend. That was written by Mickey Newbury about that album, which is just amazing. Now, let's talk a little bit about Virgin of the Birds, shall we? Friend of mine, close friend of mine. And this album he gave me, I've never played it before. I certainly haven't played it on air. It's a compilation vinyl. A gin and swearing production. It was recorded in their new house in Leith, Scotland, between March and September of 2015. It features four different artists: Virgin of the Birds, Supermoon, Digital Analog, and Viking Moses. Song by Todd, split 12-inch series, and it's a low-fidelity recording. It's beautiful. It's two sides. It was all recorded. Song by Toad Records is an Song by Toad Records is an independent label based in Edinburgh, Scotland. And this is what it says on the back. Since the release of the last split 12-inch, Mrs. Toad and I have moved house. We've gone from Stockbridge back down to Leith, where we lived when I first moved up in Edinburgh in 2005. This, of course, means all change for the split 12-inches and the Toad sessions, because that living room in our old place was so integral to the look and sound of both. There's even more change coming, because next to our new house, there's actually a small warehouse, which we are turning into a very minimal recording studio, so we're going to have our own dedicated space in future, which is amazing. I basically think Mrs. Toad just wants all these musicians and their crap out of her house when she's trying to relax after work, honestly. There's work to be done before the warehouse is ready to be used, though, so we sort of started recording in our new living room anyway, much to her annoyance. It's a big, boomy, echoey room, and you can really hear that in the new recordings. Instead of using effects, we use closed mics on everything, with a couple of strategically placed room mics, and just brought those room mics up in the mix until it felt like it had the right character, but wasn't too overwhelming. The sound of this record is a wonderful blend of bass acoustic music and slow-paced rumbling drone. The drone comes from the samples and looped violin on the Digital Analog songs, or the bowed guitar on Virgin of the Birds. And I think the way it's offset by the gorgeous quiet of the sparser, more acoustic tunes, be they led by piano or acoustic guitar, is absolutely gorgeous. This is going to be something of a one-off, because I don't think we're recording in our living room again. One of the reasons we moved to this house was so that the recording could move on its own dedicated space. So this is a one-off, tolerated only because it was temporary. The other big difference about this split is that the lineup sort of came together over time. We recorded Brendan back in March in Virgin of the Birds and supermoon in May when John happened to be passing through on tour. Digital Analog only ended up on the album when Ian replied to a tweet I posted saying that we had the other three bands all done but had no idea who the fourth should be. He moved fastest and the suggestion made total sense, and that was the final piece. I'm really looking forward to getting the new warehouse up and running and really want to turn it into the engine room of the label. But as an interim thing, I'm hugely excited about this record. Just a one-off, idiosyncratic piece of work with real character that has come together so well. The cover of the album is a blatant rip-off of 60s jazz records because they also recorded things live, released all sorts of collaborations, and generally made recorded music feel like a living thing rather than a museum piece, which I think is very much one of the things we try to achieve with the split 12-inch series. We had a ball making this record, and I hope you enjoy it. Matthew Young, Song, by Toad Records. We recommend you listen to these bands. And here you go. Here's Virgin of the Birds live in Matthew Young's living room singing, let's do Cardinal Points off the album, self-titled album, but this was recorded live in his living room in Leith back in 2015.
Toodles!
the track in there. I'll do that when we're doing the next one.
But yeah, I don't know that.
That was Fats Waller with Ain't Misbehaving.
Ah, okay.
Off an album that I believe I got from my parents.
Well, yes, DJ Grandma did say that.
I think so. The great Fats Waller, Ain't Misbehaving. It's, I mean, every track on it's meant great, so I just played the first track. I did cue the wrong version of the Birds song at the beginning there. It was not... it was not what I said it was. It was actually Ilona, You Should Still Be My Vampire by Virgin of the Birds from the live sessions inside the living room in Leith, Scotland. And then we had 7 Days by Will Varley from Spirit of Many. Came out in 2008. I got to see him open for Frank Turner. I've seen him open for a couple of bands. I believe he's going to be in Dallas when I go see the Lost Evenings with Frank Turner because he's got all his friends coming to play open. There's 3 openers every night for 4 nights. So I think Will Varley is one of them. That album, I actually got to meet Will when I bought it. I got the Independent a few years ago. And Will, he obviously was the opener, and then he was over there signing things. So he signed the album for me, so I have it signed.
Super cool.
By the artist. And it's a great, the whole album's great. It's called Spirit of Mini. Came out in 2008, recorded in London. And yeah, Will Varley, he's part of the Frank Turner. He's got this group of musicians that... there's Beans on Toast.
Oh,
there's
so good.
Skinny Lister. There's a few that are all kind of part of this Frank Turner camp, and Will Varley's one of them.
Mm.
And I had Fats Waller there at the end with Ain't Misbehaving.
Yeah.
You're listening to ES Beats. We're here every Saturday from 2 till 4. Today we're going to be going a lot longer. We haven't even made it to X yet. We're on W, though.
Yeah.
We've made it to W, everyone. We're going to finish the alphabet today. Whatever it takes. Might be a little off the 5. We'll see what we can do. I'm going to play shorter songs.
Okay.
For those that weren't listening at the beginning, I was explaining that it's been a tough week. It's been a roller coaster week, up and down, filled with loss and, you know, celebration. But the loss at the beginning of the week was particularly difficult with Casey passing away suddenly. Well, not suddenly. I mean, just really aggressive cancer. It was suddenly to us.
Yeah.
But not to her. She just wasn't sharing. She just didn't tell us. We didn't know. And she's friends with a number of DJs here at the station.
Yes.
She was really, she played just an amazing part down at the Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
Down on Union Square. And I've known her for a long time, back when I used to go to the Dubliner a lot in Noy Valley. She was there. And so I've known her for a long time. And and it's been difficult to process, I've got to be honest.
Because you
think you've got more time.
Yeah.
And you just don't. And so if you think you've got more time, don't. Just pick up the phone.
Yep.
Pick up the phone and call and talk. So I listened to this song a couple times this week as a result, and it's War on Drugs live. This is their song Pain. And this is what I've been listening to, thinking of Casey.
Yeah.
Toodles.
Toodles. We'll be right back.
sure if this is a song. I don't even know what I'm saying. Everything is going wrong. I think I changed my mind again. I'm not sure if this is the kind of life that I saw myself living. I don't need no dating app to tell me if I look like crap, to tell me if I'm thin or fat, to tell me should I shave my rat. I don't need no radio, no MTV, no BBC. I just need a bubble bath to send me on a higher path.
Too late now. The last track off their debut album called Wet Leg came out in 2022.
One of DJ Vozzy Tiger's favorites.
Yeah, but he's out in Europe with the lads.
Yes.
I think he's finally watching his first World Cup match tonight.
Oh, maybe.
Because the time zones and the travel.